Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
All right, Ravens, they've lost back-to-back games. Tough one at home to Detroit. Got their pants pulled down last Sunday in Kansas City. Now they get ready for the Houston Texans as 1.5-point underdogs, at least for now. Mainly an injury-related line. But, Vinny, how do the Ravens technically pull off the upset? Keys to victory.
Number one is keep Stroud uncomfortable right from the get-go. Because he is not comfortable going into this game. He is not comfortable. You know, he throws the ball quickly, gets it out quick. His O-line doesn't hold up. And the receivers, other than Nico Collins, they're not great route runners. The tight end, he's kind of an outlet type guy. Schultz averaging 7.9 yards per catch. So keep Stroud uncomfortable. Don't let him sit back there and have all day to throw. Because then, you know what? Somebody's going to get open. And then keep them under 70 yards rushing. Make them one-dimensional. And I think having Travis Jones back and stuff will help. The only thing that concerns me is the inside backers. Now, because the two inside backers for Tennessee last weekend had 25 tackles between the two of them. So do we have two inside backers that can make those plays for the run game? And then number three, no missed tackles. Come on, we've had over 30 in two games. Over 30 in two games. And next one, Cooper Rush, protect the ball. Do not turn the ball over. Throw the ball away. Do what you got to do. No lost yardage plays. Just play smart and be John Stockton. Just get the ball to the people you're supposed to get it to. And then the next one is have over 100 yak yards. And the reason I say that, because I think the ball's going to be coming out quick. I can see Zay getting a quick pass and letting him go run with it. I can see Likely getting quick pass, quick screen type things. I think they're going to have some creative screen type stuff in the game. Next one, block Hunter, number 55, and Anderson, 51, in pass. Those are the two guys that you got to block in pass because both are outstanding pass rushers, and we don't have a tackle that'll be playing in this game that can block them one-on-one. So figure out a way, but you know, whether it's getting the ball away quick or do whatever, the best way to do it, run it right at them. That's the best way. Next one is win teams. Make a play on teams, you know, whether it be return, kick return, something. Get field position, block a punt. You know, Hummel's been, you know, he blocked one and could have had another one, but and got a holding penalty. You know, make some, do not give up those long returns. And then last but not least, Ravens rush for over 150 yards. Last year when they played them at Christmas, they rushed for over 240. And then win the time of possession. You want, you know, win the time of possession. So, you know, I mean, the biggest thing is come on. They rushed for like 250 yards last year on them Christmas Day at Houston. And Big Boy carried it 27 times. And Keith Mitchell even played in that game, but he wasn't 100% healthy. So I expect heavy, although Lamar rushed for almost 90 yards in that game too, which we won't have that. But I bet you old Cooper Rush gets a few yards rushing.
Those are Vinny's keys. We'll revisit them on Monday, and hopefully they're going to hear a lot of dings.
Yeah.
When we talk about...
for 2 weeks in a row, we ain't heard many dings.
Now, when we get up to NFL Lunch, we're going to take your phone calls. If you want to get in, now is your chance at 410-583-1057. You want to predict the outcome of Sunday's game, do so. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh, Mark Andrews, Tavius Robinson, among others. We'll do our picks for this weekend, college and pro, and then Mike Harmon. But the NFL Hall of Fame, the seniors class... for the voting for the class of 26. 52 seniors have made it. This is the seniors' blue ribbon committee. It'll narrow it down to three, and then one, maybe three, will get in to Canton, Ohio. The quarterbacks, Ken Anderson, who has better stats than a lot of people in Canton, Ohio. He was a league MVP, mm-hmm. won the passing title a bunch of times, took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. I mean, his numbers, by comparison, blow Joe Namath and Ken Stabler's out the water. More identifiable. He wasn't the flamboyant personality those two guys were. But he was a hell of a quarterback. Charlie Connerly was quarterback of the Giants back in the 50s. Roman Gabriel. Jack Kemp did all his work in the AFL with the Bills. And Danny Don Meredith.
Oh,
known more for a broadcaster, he was a hell of a quarterback for the Cowboys. Running backs, Otis Anderson, Cardinals and Giants. Larry Brown, Redskins, Roger Craig, Chuck Foreman, Frederick Maryland. There was a five-year period, Vinny, and you were living in Minnesota at the time, where it looked like he was a lock for the Hall of Fame.
Chuck?
Yeah, and then just kind of...
I used to see him out all the time, Bob.
He's from the U, by the way. From by
Miami,
where Frederick, wide receiver slash tight ends, Mark Clayton. No, Nolan, not the Ravens version, the Dolphins version. Remember the two marks, Duper and Clayton?
Played with Bomber.
Isaac Curtis, who Kenny Anderson was throwing the ball to.
85, number 85.
A lot. Henry Ellard, Rams. Harold Jackson, who was a stud, number 29. White Shoes Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Stanley Morgan,
yeah.
New England. Fast, what, Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. Otis Taylor.
Wow.
Another guy that you picked.
Number 89 Chiefs with Dawson.
O-lineman, a couple of names of note. Chris Hinton, former Baltimore Colt. Chris Hinton was part of he was drafted by Denver, was traded to Baltimore in the Elway trade. Then went to Indy, obviously, with the team and made the Pro Bowl a bunch of times. How about Joe Jacoby, one of the Hogs?
Yeah.
I'd have figured he'd be a lock to get in. D-line, four familiar names for us of a certain age. L.C. Greenwood, Steelers.
Yeah.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Marshall?
Just died. You know, not that.
Because Page and Eller are in.
Page, Eller, and Larson was the other one.
Yeah. Harvey Martin. And look, Ed Too Tall Jones was good. Then he went to box for a little bit. Then got punched in the face a few times. Figured I'd stick to football. And had to. Harvey Martin was a badass. He was co-MVP of Super Bowl XII with Randy White, who's in the Hall of Fame, but they didn't keep sack numbers back then. Harvey Martin was a beast. Number 79. Linebackers, Carl Banks, Giants.
Yeah.
Now, Carson and LT are in. He's not. Mike Curtis, the Mad Dog.
32.
For the Baltimore Colts. How about Matt Millen?
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bunch of Super Bowl rings.
Raiders.
Raiders 49ers was a stud at Penn State. Punched Billy Sullivan in his face after the Raiders were upset by the Patriots. Billy Sullivan was the GM of the New England team. Patriots. After New England upset them in the 85 playoff. Not saying he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but you know it is what it is. Safeties or DBs, Dick Anderson, Dolphins.
Yeah.
Lester Hayes, one of my all-time favorites.
With all the goop.
Hey, Biletnikoff's in. But he was good before and after the Stick'Em.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pat Fisher.
Ooh, Redskins.
Yeah, former Redskin. Let's see, among others there. And then a special team, Steve Tasker.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Yeah. So a lot of fancy
any
familiar.
Any kickers?
No kickers. He was the one special teamer.
Wow.
Going on right there. So some names, Hall of Very Good, Hall of Fame could be happening for a couple of them, but those are some of the names.
Who would you want, Bob, if there's one guy?
I think Ken Anderson deserves being 100%. 100%. And, you know, I'm going Jacoby and Harvey Martin too, man. Come on. Bring the heat. And again, they didn't ask us for our opinion, just giving you the list of players. We'll come back, NFL Lunch. You want to get in? Do it. 410-583-1057. We'll do our picks for this weekend's football fun, college and pro. And then Mike Harmon, real and fantasy football with him. There is a game tonight. It's the 49ers. It's the Rams. Rams will be in Baltimore next week. But San Francisco's all banged up. So somebody's got to catch the football from a daily fantasy perspective. Who's going to be cheap and who could get some points?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.